I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL players do not voluntarily give up $30 million, which means that the Saints made it clear to Carr and his representation, if you just have the surgery and go on IR, we're going to file a grievance. Because you didn't tell us in March that your shoulder was bothering you when we redid the contract. Because of that, I'm not 100% convinced that Derek Carr never plays football again. This might be a financial short-term marriage. If there was ever a year for the Saints to hit the reset button, this would now be that year.
Ross Tucker, you'll recognize his voice probably. We haven't gotten to the Derek Carr announcement yet. This may not be fair. Actually, that might not be fair. I don't know. Like, bristle at any sort of allegations like that. And Carr at one point seemed to have heard enough of it, and he went to a church in Las Vegas and kind of was talking like the Saints were the devil. But anyway, here was his statement on Saturday. I think of him as somebody that gets into it with fans online. He's done that a couple times.
Yeah, I think he runs hot. Yeah.
He runs hot. And maybe he sort of grew out of that. We don't all. I don't know. But the statement from him, I'm retiring. We've been blessed. Difficult to find the right words to express our thanks to all the teammates, coaches, management, ownership, team officials, and especially the fans who made this journey so special. Paragraph, and the statement closes with, your unwavering support has meant the world to us. I just have a tough time thinking that Derek Carr, his attitude about fans is unwavering support. He seems like somebody that takes it pretty personally, and it almost read to me like he was being sarcastic. Wow. Your unwavering support.
That is unwavering support. Yeah, that is tough.
Unwavering support. Wow. Derek Carr. Yeah. No, he's kind of he's made a lot of money. His stats actually in a couple areas make him look a lot better than I think his reputation. Low sack rate, low interception rate. Like, he's kind of all time great in a couple areas. Never won a playoff game. But somebody like Cousins, who's in the bucket of just like how much money they've made, how long they've lasted without that much team success, which makes them kind of, I don't mean this like in a really bad way, but it makes them kind of like a joke where people talk about them, you know, pejoratively. And if Cousins said, he seems maybe like he's a little bit more easygoing. But I don't know if that's true. I mean, I don't know these people. If he said something like that on his way out the door, I might sooner believe it. But Carr for me is somebody that, like, I think he will, you know how Kevin Durant is?
Yeah.
Just like he will mix it up with people online that don't say nice things about him.
I feel like when you're retiring, sure. Has he, did he earn a reputation? Is it well earned? Sure. But there also would have been lots of people, maybe even more people than these critics that he's gotten into it with, who have offered him unwavering support. And when you're done playing, that's a chance for you to at least acknowledge that. Right, you've bought my jersey. You've had my back going all the way back to Fresno, whatever. So I don't know. I didn't find it odd at all. Okay. It's the kind of the typical sort of exaggeration emotionally that gets made when someone is walking away from, you know, something that people and the person himself has cared so deeply about. So I don't know. I didn't find it.
Quarterbacks like that just simply do not receive unwavering support. They are mocked.
Right. Yeah.
They are criticized constantly. Mm-hmm. And if it's legit and you're able to sort of have that perspective on the fans and your career, credit to you.
More power to you.
Because there's no way he's somebody that you would think of as having received unwavering support.
Yeah, I don't think he's had an easy ride.
His support has, to say the very least, been absolutely wavering. I mean, it's definitely wavered. He's had some highs, but also some lows.
Right. I'm just one football fan in Buffalo, New York. I've never for one second taken him seriously as a threat. You know, like as a big time player, he played a long time. He had plenty of good games, and like you said, has made a ton of money. But I never thought like he's any level of good that I have to care about. Where's he going? I don't care.
That's obviously definitely not unwavering support.
Right? Like where are you going? You're on that team now? Okay, great. They're, you know,
that's nothing close to resembling unwavering support.
But I'm just me. I'm just saying there are probably people who adore him and think he's the best thing ever.
No chance.
No chance.
Nobody adores him. What does that even mean?
Come on.
Nobody. Maybe family. Maybe family.
No.
Black Friday, 3:00, Chicago at Philadelphia. More NFC.
Is this from NFL Nerd? Where's this from?
Yes, but it's probably from somewhere else first.
Sure. Well, I would imagine so. Yeah, okay.
Yes, it is from NFL Nerd.
Is that
going to be Netflix? That's Netflix. Or is that Prime?
I think Prime was Black Friday. Yeah.
So this is going to be there.
Netflix is Christmas Day only. I think that's the only place Netflix is.
And it's all three games?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes.
So this is our Prime reveal then?
Maybe. I would imagine that would be more formal if they were slated to actually announce it. Or maybe it's been announced and NFL Nerd knows it and we just haven't seen it yet.
Maybe.
Because it's Prime and it's in my wife's email box.
He posts it as confirmed.
Okay.
Chicago at Philadelphia. So that's another week where the Bills will not play the Eagles. We won't get to the point here.
And another holiday Prime spot where they will not be.
Black Friday.
Right.
Yeah, that's the better point.
Probably increases the likelihood of this thing for Peacock on the 27th.
Are you ruling Christmas out? I'm sorry, are you ruling Thanksgiving out?
I have been in favor of Christmas, but now that Christmas is ruled out, I think I might need to rethink Thanksgiving.
It could only be the night game.
Right, because they don't play at the Lions or at the Cowboys.
Right.
So you can't do that. Yeah, you could host a night game on Thanksgiving. We haven't done that. That would be different. I mean, they've played in all three.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Three windows, but they've been in the road team in all three windows, even New Orleans, which is not one of the traditional homes of Thanksgiving football. So, yeah, I mean, there's an opportunity there.
It would have to be the night game.
Yeah.
I think the we've already talked about it a lot. The Peacock game just makes too much sense. And I don't know. Who knows what they'll do, but did Mike Tirico make today's announcement on the Today Show?
Yes.
So you're going to have Alan on, and there'll be probably a cooking segment, and there'll be, you know, other things. But to have it be the week one game is a little bit too close to what you did today.
Yeah, I agree. So, I think the affiliation that has been uncovered by our audience, thank you, audience, with Hallmark Channel streaming their stuff on Peacock, that just points to that big time to me.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, all of it's guesswork. I would want to say, despite that, I'll be surprised if I get up tomorrow and Alan's, you know, well, I'm going to get up really early.
Wednesday.
I'm golfing. Wednesday. Thank you. All right. Whatever. I get up on Wednesday and this announcement has been made and it's not that Peacock Saturday, the 27th game. Like, I'm anticipating that to be the content that we get from Alan on the Today Show.
You know, it's tricky. So Wednesday is like a holiday for me with the schedule. Just like all the different leaks, and you have a couple, there's a New York Post guy in the morning that has the Jets schedule usually, and there'll be a couple other ones, and you try to figure it all out. That's also the day before the PGA. And I'm picking the 10 golfers for the PGA.
Oh, dear. You've got to – you better –
So what are we doing at 6 on Wednesday? Is that Brian calls in and we talk about golf for 20 minutes and I give you my 10 names while – oh, Atlanta is not here. We're here in week 7.
Right.
Can we juggle all that? I don't know if I would try.
I think we can. I did for the Masters. Maybe you weren't here.
I wasn't here.
And something, I don't remember what, maybe it was a Sabres, whatever it was, I did the thing, the picks thing with Brian in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
We just did not, it was like a 45 segment. We just did not have time. Yeah, I think it was a Sabres home game or a Sabres game, whatever, pregame at 6. And so we just stuck it in and just blew through it really fast. So we can find a way.
I might want to prepare this time for the golf.
Well, you should do that ahead of time because the schedule is going to consume you. And what will happen to you on Wednesday is it'll be time and you will have not thought about it at all because you're busy with the NFL nerd and your own grid.
That's right. I will need to do it in advance.
So tonight you should go home and look at the odds and at least give yourself 12, 15 guys that you like. And
yeah,
then
that's right. Shortlist.
Like three of the top, you know, whatever. Just yeah.
Read about the course.
Get a plan.
Where are the bunkers?
Longest course on the PGA Tour, I read. One of the longest, if not the longest, course on the PGA Tour.
Quail circuit. Hollow?
Yeah.
Right. Charlotte?
Yeah, North Carolina. Yeah.
Be nice and cool there, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody will be sweating this week at the PGA. I mean, it is only May. That was me today. Out. It's 82 right now.
It felt good.
With a broken tooth, I'm out there.
I did my second outdoor bike ride of the year, and one of the things I love going outside on a bicycle instead of being in the basement, but in the basement, I'm going to sweat like crazy. And when you're riding outside and it's not that hot out, you don't get a sweat going at all because you're moving through the air at 15 to 20 miles an hour the whole time, and it's just like, I don't feel the same. I like the sweat. The sweat tells me I'm working. Anyway, I had a nice bike ride, and I sweated. It was hot enough to sweat, which was ideal for me.
And me and my mower, definitely a sweatable chore.
Just riding around on a lawnmower?
Yep, I'm going to say it is, yep. What I have to get in the habit of, I think,
is bringing a beer with you?
My son went and fetched me one yesterday. We had a little game worked out.
All right.
So that was cool. No, what I'm going to have to get in the habit of doing is driving around with the gas can.
Oh, dear.
Right?
Well.
No?
No.
Is that a special trip?
Well, yeah. You just have to have. Yeah, I would not ride around with a gas can.
Doesn't seem ideal.
No.
But like yesterday, I ran out of gas. I had more. But when that happens next time, I'm not going to want to just get in my car and go get gas.
Oh, you mean ride around. Not on the mower. You mean like. Sorry. What are you saying here?
I think I want to have the gas can in my car.
Okay. So you can.
So that when I need, like, when I'm, so I don't have to make a special trip out.
Right, sure, okay.
But is that unsafe?
I,
if it's not empty, is that unsafe? They got to get it home.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't understand why you need to have it in the car. Can't you just go fill it up 5 gallons? You're good for a while. And then when you notice it's getting low, go fill it up again.
Yeah.
That's not that cumbersome.
I think maybe
you can manage.
I think maybe my yard takes up most of the tank.
All right.
I don't know, though. I haven't enough experience.
Yeah. Yet. Well.
I wouldn't want to have to stop cutting the grass and then go to the
gas station. No, you definitely don't
want
that.
That's all I'm saying.
No, what you need to do is get a big. Do you have a big 5 gallon?
Yes.
Okay. Get another one. So you always have two. One of them's full.
Oh, that's good.
When I was in my riding mower prime at the cottage up in Ridgeway, that we had two tanks and or you know two of those gas cans, and so I always had gas.
One is always full.
Yeah,
that is good. All right, schedule week, everybody. I mean, what drama! Coverage of the NFL schedule release on WGR is presented by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. The whole thing comes out Wednesday night. We're getting little pieces.
Well, what good is that?
What's tomorrow? CBS. I know. What fun is that? CBS is tomorrow, wouldn't it be? Is maybe Monday Night Football?
I don't have my list open.
We'll get it.
I had it earlier. But yeah, we can find that. But there is stuff tomorrow. I just don't know who, so I don't want to say.
All right. And Alan on the Today Show is Wednesday. That might be Bill's Christmas weekend. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Lines open for you, 803-0550. This is WGR.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.